like I said, on those particular days, I didn't have my teeth in it.
My best thank you, buddy.
Sucker.
Well, this is Aunt Capone, and I'm back. What's going on? What's going on, everybody? This is Aunt Capone, and you guys, overwhelming support, man. Aunt Capone, and it touches my heart, man. I'm looking at the charts right now. I am in the top.
Green says, work hard, pay your dues, and anything you ever want can be yours, unless you're black. To get even a tiny drop of that respect we deserve, black people have to be the best. No, the greatest. And because we have to be great, that excellence oozes through everything we do. How we walk, how we talk, and especially how we look. We don't have a choice. Our path to the American dream is so narrow that one perceived slip brings out the haters. Serena was on her way to winning another French Open, but all they could talk about was her catsuit. Barack Obama went 3 racks in his closet and everyone lost their minds. So as always, black people gotta do even more than we already do. That's why the Johnsons always bring it.
What's going on? This is Aunt Capone, and I would like to welcome you guys to another edition of the Aunt Capone Show. Hope you guys are doing well, wherever you're listening from in the world. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you're new to the station, be sure and drop kick that subscribe button. You know what I'm saying? And even put a little pressure on that bell so you can get notified when the newest episodes hit the bricks. Man. It has been crucial over here on my end, I'm not going to lie. I have had a very, very rough transition, changing jobs and, you know, a lot of crap been going on, man. If you follow me on Instagram, you probably seen me in an Uber one night. You know what I'm saying? Getting off work. I actually was stuck at work for like 4 hours. Trying to get home, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some thieves decided that they wanted to break in my car and they messed up my ignition on one van. So I started to drive the other one and it went down, you know what I'm saying? And all of this happened like in the course of 3 days, you know? And I've been having to get back and forth to work. You know what I'm saying? Back catching ride shares. But you know what I'm saying? I got my van fixed. Thankfully. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we back on the road. I'm still trying to get the other one fixed currently as we speak. But, you know, got to wait on eagles to land and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? But I've been trying to keep it moving, you know. I ain't going to cry with spilled milk. I'm just going to continue to pour myself another glass at a time, you know. But I'm not going to lie, like it ain't been rough. You know what I'm saying? and we had a little bit of winter come through here. We had an ice storm. And the power was out for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? You probably seen me posting on Facebook or on Instagram, but you know, that was just a little spur of the moment stuff, you know, to let you guys know I'm still out here. But you know, our lights just came on maybe 6 7 hours ago. So, you know, been trying to make a lot of stuff happen in the dark as well. You know what I'm saying? I decided to take a knee on work. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't, in good conscience, know that my family is in the dark and I'm somewhere in the light working. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, took me a couple of days off. I'm a little bit refreshed. You know what I'm saying? My body actually needed that little time. But that time can't replace that money that I was going to make. But I'm going to be fine, though. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. But I got a great show planned for you guys, man. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you keep it locked.
Every time I put the shit, I motivate. Not only do we flow the shit, we demonstrate. We come too far to turn back now. I hope we make it. But every time the world is mine, I motivate. Every time I feel the shit, I motivate. Not only do we flow the shit, we demonstrate. We come too far to turn back now. I hope we make it. But every time the world is mine, I motivate.
All right, so I want to touch back up on the opening segment and pose a question to you guys. Have you ever felt the need to work harder because of your race? I have, always. You know, I've worked for a number of corporations in my day. You know what I'm saying? I work for one right now. As a matter of fact, big name, big box type stores and things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Names everybody know. I always wanted to put myself in position. You know what I'm saying? Because in most cases, when you see the higher ups, they're white. In most cases. And when you do see a black person in power, from my experience, they be the first one. Every time. Know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you meet a supervisor and they're black over a whole chain of stores or something like that, they be the first one to do it. So I always felt I had to work even harder. You know, just because I was black. And not to mention the fact that I have gold teeth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people judge me because of that. Being completely honest, I was never a gangster. Ever. But I always was perceived to be one. You know what I'm saying? Like I said on my Instagram post, I know people with college degrees, LLCs, and felonies, and I done learned from them all, straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? But I always felt like an intense pressure to do great. And I go even deeper than that. Not only because I was black, because people around me do great things. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my people, a lot of people that's in my circle, you know what I'm saying? They're doing incredible things, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't ever feel the need that I had to keep up or anything like that. But, you know, it's just like an internal pressure to, you know, finally get through, you know, because I never felt that I ever reached my full potential, ever, no matter what my situation was. If I was the manager of a restaurant or whatever I was doing, I never felt that I capitalized on things the way I should have. Does that make sense? It does to me. But, you know, I'm still on this mission. And, you know, I would like a little feedback. Do you feel like you have to work harder because of your race? Get back with your boy. This is Ann Capone.
Ayo, ayo, all the way from 10, from 10, a key, Tennessee, I'm on. Welcome to the Ant Capone show.
Good day, everyone. This is Orson Welles. You might recognize me from such classics as Citizen Kane, F is for Fake, and of course, the famed radio broadcast with the Mercury Theater of War of the Worlds, where I turned everyone's skulls around, upside down, diagonal-wise, and otherwise. Open your ears, open your senses to this extraordinary broadcast. I fully endorse it. You'll never hear anything else like Ant Capone, now or otherwise, in your life. Or ever after.
Expires, and your coverage is voided. This would make you responsible for all repairs and emergency costs. Press 1 now to reinstate or extend it your car's warranty. Once again, press 1 now or press 2.
Hey, what up, Tom Capone? It's Melanated Rich Conversation, a.k.a. Eddie. Man, it's been a hell of a long time since I hit your page. Matter of fact, I've been out of these podcast streets for a little bit of time now. Shit, your 300 episode, I had to drop in and say what's up. I just found you not too long ago. Like, damn, was it Instagram? You know, I had a couple different pages. I ran deep in the podcast game thinking of jumping back in that pool. But I wanted to say, man, I remember you was the dude, and you back at it. So I'm going to shout you out. You know what I mean? So I like that 300 episode and a couple of the other ones. I went to your past archives and trying to catch back up. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Ant Capone Show. This is Tommy Gunn from the Radio Music 2.0 show. I plan on starting my podcast back up here soon. But I just wanted to congratulate you on 300 episodes of your very own podcast. That's a big milestone. Some people don't look at it as a big milestone, but it is a big milestone. So congratulations, and here for 300 more episodes. Take care, and yeah, congratulations.
Thank you for tuning in. Try those other stations, now you're back again. That daily dose of that Ant Capone. Now we gon' throw a party, and we gon' be together all day. So holla at me, gonna take a little seat and listen to what I really have to say. Yeah, nailed it.